Hi, this is Michelle Nicole Rivera with Bits of Wisdom for Busy Professionals. Today's topic is turning your critics into assets. When I'm not working as a marketer, I spend a significant portion of my time on stage performing in plays and musicals. One of the most valuable lessons performing on stage has taught me is how not to take professional criticism personally. As actors, we must grow accustomed to receiving continual feedback on how we can better connect to the heart of the characters we play so that we can create a more believable performance for the audience. The feedback isn't always comfortable to receive. However, if we are serious about our craft, then we commit to making all necessary improvements in efforts to protect the integrity of the playwright's story and the director's vision. If we as business professionals are serious about protecting the integrity of our organization's mission and are committed to meeting the needs of our customers, then we must change the way we look at negative feedback from bosses, colleagues, competitors, and customers. Successful professionals learn how to objectively review a critic's comments to identify areas for improvement. I think legendary author, salesman, and speaker Zig Ziglar hit the nail on the head when he said, "Statistics suggest that when customers complain, business owners and managers ought to get excited about it. The complaining customer represents a huge opportunity for more business." Do you find these tidbits of wisdom helpful? Well, then be sure to subscribe to the podcasts at www.bitsofwisdom.podomatic.com. Until next time, be silly, be honest, be kind.